So guys, a year ago when we did Fan Fiction February 1, something magical happened. We were introduced to one of the Nerdlogs Collective favorite people. He's a dear friend of mine. We play Magic together. We hang out. And I love to hear him tell stories, and I'm sure he's got a great one now. Mr. Kyle Talley.
Yeah!
All right. So, first of all, this story is completely fictional. Any characters resembling people living or dead is just a coincidence, and I also feel outclassed by the Goofus and Gallant story. So last year I wrote a story about me and Gambit having an affair. So continuing the theme, it was a hot night even for New Orleans. Chuck's wasn't that busy for a Saturday, so I was able to sit at the bar and get drunk in peace and quiet. The TV behind the bar was playing some news story about Senator Kelly's Mutant Registration Act. Would you turn this shit off, I yelled. Just then the door opened. Now share. That isn't any way to talk to our dear friend, Chuck. Gambit threw a card at the TV and the power button and it flickered off. Remy, I gasped. I thought you were killed by Belladonna during the last fight with the assassins. Cher, the assassins could never kill old Remy. They're too slow. I got off my bar stool and ran to embrace him. Part of me wanted to run him through with my adamantium claws that were twice as sharp as Wolverine's. But that was just a fleeting thought. I miss you so much, I said, as I kissed him deeply. I miss you too, Cher. I could feel him grow harder as we kissed beneath his jeans, as I'm sure he could feel me. Now, as I set the pen down to give my hand a rest, I thought, man, the Nerdlogs are really gonna like this story. All of a sudden, the door to my room burst open. And standing in the doorway wearing only a bathrobe was Nate Bechtel. Nate Bechtel, could you please stand up? Jesus, Nate, what are you doing? I yelled. What am I doing? What are you doing, nerd? Nothing, I said defensively. Sure, you're not nerd. As he snatched the book away from my hand. Give it back, Nate, I yelled. As I tried to grab the notebook, but he pushed me away with his superior strength. Writing more stories about you and Gambit? Ha! Like he'd ever want you. You're not even good at Magic the Gathering. We all know you're the best at Magic the Gathering, Nate. Bentley, Drew, Eric, none of them could beat you. You don't have to tease me every time I lose to you. I'm tired of your bullying, Nate. I said, finally standing up to him. Then, out of nowhere, Nate began to kiss me. I resisted at first, but then realized I was into it. I slowly started to undo Nate's robe. I've never done this before, I said. Thus ends chapter one. Now, if you guys would like to see this done live, like on the internet, I have this non-disclosure agreement that I'd like Nate to sign, so we have the rights to his life and likeness. I have a pen somewhere here. Nate, could you please come up and sign? Thank you. Could you please, if you're okay with that, being a sketch on muscularclown.com, please sign your name.
I honestly have to make sure my soul is
in. Damn it!
5 cents by them to get it.
Yeah, just take a glance. It's a lot of pages. Most of it's a non-disclosure agreement. Some of it isn't. All you are witnesses. Thank you.
I'm doing this because for some reason you wanted to see us fuck.
Yeah! Thank you, guys!
I don't exactly know what just happened, but when Kyle told me he was going to tell a story, he told me that it was his magnum opus. I think we can agree that that is indeed a magnum opus. Kyle is one third of the video sketch group Muscular Clown, by the way, muscularclown.com. They've worked with an Interlock before. They do great stuff. So go to that website.